Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is another episode of Blog Talk Radio, as the young lady just said. I am Rick Wright. We are joined by my co-host and all-around cool dude, Jim Ellis. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing great. With all dude respect, how are you doing? What is it, a couple days after your birthday? What, 4 days?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yes, you're with all dude respect. And we're two dudes. And birthday was good. How about, how was your book launch?
The book launch was really cool. I gave a little bit of a satirical class because the whole book's about miscommunication. It's called HUH? And so since the book is a satire, I did a little satirical class on how to miscommunicate. And that was a blast. A bunch of friends, about 40 people. Did a book signing at the end. It was, and then someone at the end said, "Jim, you should really look into becoming a stand-up comedian." I'm like, "Really? I'm just being myself." I guess it worked out. So, yeah, I'm gonna move forward, do more talking and spouting off, and someone's got to let people know about the books. So,
yeah, Just let everybody know I ordered my copy, and I let you know it did ship, so I should be seeing it shortly.
Oh, that's good. What'd you do on your day? Monday, was it?
Yeah, it was Monday. It was a very chill day. I just it's sort of for me, everybody was asking, what are you doing for your birthday? What are you doing for your birthday? And I always tell them, I say, I'm very grateful that I have a life that every day is like my birthday. I'm just grateful that I'm able to spend time on doing what I want to do, and I get time to live, and I'm not that busy, or don't have to be that busy. So I'm very grateful for it. So I just took care of, just another day, just another level of just taking care of myself. Monday was, everybody's at work, so it was just quiet, and I did not go into my office. I just chilled, and I think I had a decent meal for myself. I actually was healthy and just took care of myself. That was it, pretty much.
You do seem like you have a pretty damn cool life. When I talk to you, it's like you seem very relaxed. You create your own time. I mean, it seems like you're a pretty free dude. Do you see that? Do you see it different than other people running around, trying to make enough money and all that?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And it was great because, I do. Like, it's so funny because I make sure that I do everything that I have to do. There's certain things like I have to do. I'll do those things when I know everybody else isn't around to do them. So like during the week, I know when to go to the bank. I know what time to go. I know what time of the month to go. I know when to drive different places. I got present. Know what it is? I got present to my why, my purpose is I exist. Serve by living a full and active life so that other people can see that and hopefully inspire other people to do that. And I really, really do my best to always make sure that, that I'm living each day. It's awesome, but it was from, a lot of work that we do with the men's work and getting support from men, reading books. Great book I read was The Soul of Money, which really took away a lot of want, like this feeling or energy of lack, and gave me an energy of sufficiency. I have everything I need. I still have wants, but I have everything I need. And when I shifted that energy, it's miraculous how the universe just started giving me abundance and giving me cool things, and actually gave me more time to do with what I want to do with my life, which is I do some fun stuff. And So thank you for acknowledging that. And you're just so, just to piggyback on that, you're your own boss. You're a creative guy. You're a writer. You do, poetry. You do a lot of different things.
Yeah,
so, you sort of have a pretty decent, pretty decent setup yourself.
I think the difference is that I'm my own boss, but you know, the boss is an asshole. That's the difference. It's like, oh my God. You know, it seems like your boss, you know, you're your own boss, but you're kinda like, yeah, we'll go for a ride today, we'll hang out with the wife. And I'm like, fucking, what haven't you done today? What haven't you done? Come on, you wrote one book. When's the next one coming out? Stop it. So, you know, the other thing is, you know, get banks. Banks are really hungry assholes too. I mean, they just want and want and want. And so my, you know, my situation is financial. I write a bunch of books, I write a bunch of things, but you know, I gotta peddle these things to make the money to pay for all these, you know, people that want my money. So it sounds like you've got the career handled, but it sounds like you figured out your kind of like your why and some other things that really helped you just be at peace with whatever. Can you remind us what you do? So I think people might be wondering, well, what does I do?
Yeah, I own real estate. So I'm a real estate investor. I've done rehabs, you know, where you buy a property, fix it up, and sell it. I've also, what I've built my business on is I have rentals. So it's reoccurring income. And what's good is, you know, I have a lot of good people and mentors that help me to set it up and to also create a system. Like, you know, everything's systems. So my systems, you know, I have anything service that comes in. There's a call center that picks that up and then calls our handyman. So like a lot of the day-to-day, like little stuff that comes up, I don't really have to deal with or take care of. You know, a lot of my job is just making sure that the customer, that, you know, the tenants are happy and safe, and then just you know, raising either private capital or working with banks and acquiring property. That's fun. You know, that's the fun part. There is another book that it, you know, you brought up the banks. I agree with you on the banks, man. There's a love hate. I need them to exist and survive, but I also can't stand them because they're just, you know, they're shitheads. But there's a good book called the Banker's Code, and what was great, it gave me a really good insight on why and how banks operate, and it also inspired me to start looking into being. Or becoming a bank, you know, becoming a private lender and creating wealth off of my wealth. So, you know, my goal is, I have a goal for August of 2020 to have, you know, to start my own bank, you know, right. You know, Rick Wright's Bank or Rick Wright Funding or Rick Wright Equity, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And then just start lending out money to people and, you know, and just make money on my money. So it's a good book. It gave me a lot of peace around banking. So, and it's not a bad read. It's called The Banker's Code. I'm not sure who the author is, but good book.
Okay. Well, cool. We've been giving people some books to order out there. You know, we've got the banker one, we've got the other one, and then we'll have mine. So, It's called Huh? Huh? With a question mark. So, I do feel a difference in you. I don't know what you've been. I'm not exactly sure what you've been doing to find this. I have some ideas, but you know, just a certain peace of mind, certain centeredness. You know, because when we first met, you were vice president of operations of MDI, the Mentor, Discover, Inspire organization that we both belong to, the men's organization. And you didn't have this centeredness or peace that I can feel. Do you feel a difference?
Yeah. Well, that came from meditation.
Okay.
I was just looking for that certain level of peace in my life. And one of my men, actually Frank Trattini, he was a guest. He was our first or second guest. He introduced me to it. He's like, listen, man. He goes, won't you just, I'm like, I can't sit still. I want to sit on it. Listen, just try this. So I tried it, and I made a commitment to do it, and I did it, and I felt the difference. So I got a result, and I said, ooh. I said, all right, let me look into this. And then from doing that, I started, you know, I got this. I recommend, too, I have the Calm app, and I actually just did. I did a meditation today. So total sessions so far on my Calm app. And again, if you're a traditional meditator, you're rolling your eyes because I do, you know, a Calm app on my phone. And that's what helps me. I've done 302 sessions, and that can be anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes. Total meditating time of 71 hours and 4 minutes. And my longest streak, which was last year, was 85 days in a row.
Whoa.
So I really get a lot from meditation. And, you know, and I'm reading a book called Return to Love and sort of melting my heart a little bit. Getting to my softer little fuzzy underbelly.
another book to order, folks. You know, I'm wondering too, like, because you know, I endeavor to be a meditator, and I've meditated many, 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 many days in a row, and things like that. But I think we do. I think I would need a sense of structure, like you're kind of finding there, where it says, yeah, you know, find the time. Because I think one of the biggest barriers I have is, well, I can't sit still for 30 minutes right now, but if I could do 10 minutes or, I don't know, different timing, and if it was structured in an app, you know, that might help the Western mind to, like, sit their ass down a little bit and find the truth in there. So.
Yeah, well, the great thing about it in the Calm app is, you said it earlier, what you were feeling at certain levels. With the Calm app, there's Tamara Levitt, she's the director of content for Calm. She has, like, she'll start off the meditation, like if there's a theme or a context, we call it, and then she'll give a little blurb on it, and then she'll walk, you know, through a little guided meditation about breathing and focusing on the breathing and how to stay present and all different ways to do that. And then at the end, she'll give, like, sort of some, like a little lesson. And my God, Jim, the some of the stuff that comes out of this woman's mouth, and again, it's regurgitated from other people, you know, Deepak Chopra, you know, Gandhi, like all these different great, you know, teachers. And some of it has just been like, I'm like, a 10-minute meditation afterwards, I'm like, holy crap, another transformation, another level of peace. And one of those was, there was this non-judgmental, in the Calm app, there was like 7 days of non-judgment. So I'm like, I'm thinking it's going to be this whole thing on how, like, stop judging people. You're an asshole. If you look at somebody, you know, and it wasn't. It was like, stop judging yourself. Stop judging, you know, like, how you feel. Like, stop judging your, like, don't be guilty. Like, take care of yourself. Like, everything is love and kindness. Like, stop judging your meditation. If your mind, I was like, blown away. I was like, holy shit. I was like, wow. I'm like, this is like another level of self-love. Like, I thought I really loved myself, and I was like doing a lot of things that like were to my benefit. But at the end of the day, my negative self-talk sometimes, it was very prominent and right in there. And that's another level of peace when I'm able to catch myself with that negative self-talk and be able to just say, hey, you know, just be another kinder, gentler way of being to myself. And you even said it before, like, you get up, you know, you're like, why aren't you writing another book? You know, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Like, that will zap your productivity, you know, right out of the water.
Yeah, I always say to people with the self-talk, like, if they have certain negative self-talk, like, oh, I'm not good enough, and oh, I'm not doing enough, or I'm a shithead. If you have a certain negative self-talk, and, you know, it doesn't take too much introspection to, like, listen and to hear what you're saying to yourself. I always say, imagine someone on the outside of you saying that. Imagine someone walking up to me and going, you know what, you're not good enough. I'd be like, fuck you. You know, they'd be like, what are you talking about? So it's interesting that we do that for ourselves, but if somebody else does it, we're like, hey, get out of my face. And then I'll start listing all the greatness about me.
Yeah.
So,
the way I'll do that to myself is I try to talk to myself, like, if when I'm in, like, having a tough time or like I'm just mind fucking something, I will take the context of it. I talk to myself the way I talk to my female cat Nati, you know, because she's my little princess, so I talk to her in a certain way. So I use that technique. I'm like, all right, if I want to treat myself nice, talk to myself in that way, or, you know, talk to myself if I was talking to a house guest. So it's good stuff.
And you could admit maybe on air if yes or no, you do pet yourself as well, or no?
There's levels of petting. There's levels of petting oneself. That might be a whole nother show.
That's a whole
I have pet my. I have pet myself. That's a whole discussion. Yeah, yes, I pet myself. I discovered petting myself when I was 15.
And the purr, purr. Yeah, different kind of responses happen there. Hey, I was wondering,
yeah.
It's so funny, I have meditation written down here as a note for this today's show, and I just...
Really?
I just figured maybe we could jump into that because the topic that we've thrown out there, and we're already halfway through the show, the topic
we
threw out
it.
There was, I know, where do you go for the truth? And the whole idea was because so much stuff is out there about, especially with the election and all the political realm blowing up, now you have a very clear indication that there's different viewpoints that come out, and sometimes they attach themselves as news. So when you hear the news from CNN over here and Fox over here, and then social media has a fake news story, there's all this different thing called news. Rick, you and I talked earlier, like, well, where do you go for the truth? So we thought, hey, bring it up as a topic. And, you know, if we get a caller, we'll bring them on. So if you're listening out there, go ahead and call in the number. But I had meditation, like, almost like we jumped to the end. I think that's it. That's where I think I would start instead of maybe one of these Facebook posts. What do you think?
And again, what you're saying, so to go to the to find truth is to meditate, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I had it written down as a note because if you go to all these outside sources for the truth, right? I mean, yeah, how do you define truth? But like, what's really going on? So when I look at the news, like the only thing I think I could really trust is like live sporting events, because I don't think they can manufacture that much coordination to fake that. So that, and then as far as like maybe the weather, like I'll get the weather report like on the news, but then even if I get that, I'll still walk outside and look up. You know what I'm saying? So the news is crazy.
Listen. Real quick, can I just give the number so we can, if someone wants to call in. So if anybody wants to call in and just chime in on what the topic is, and again, it's where do you get the truth? It's 929-477-3983. That's 929-477-3986.
86 is the last
86. Yeah, I think I screwed that up, but anyway. When we were talking about that, and then it was great because I was going to start doing research before the show. I'm like, all right, so where do you find the truth? Like, what is that? You know, where is the Holy Grail? I'm like, you know what? I don't even, at this point anymore, I don't even know because it's somebody's truth. It might be their truth, but it might not be exactly what's going on. It might be what their spin is on it. You know, you sent me a cool a YouTube channel with these two guys that were talking about, you know, the pussification of America and, you know, how the, you know, what's going on after the election and all this stuff. And it was great. But, I, you know, you can definitely tell they're, you know, they were slanted one way. Another interesting thing was I was on Facebook, you know, the other day or something. And, you know, all my liberal friends love to share, like, now that Trump's in, like, all the hate. You know, they're, you know, calling people names and they're, you know, they're going to start marching people off somewhere. So, you know, swastikas start popping up on all these different buildings and, you know, all this hate. Now it's, you know, it's open season on hate. And it turns out that there was an incident where there was some young guys that were, they were liberals that wanted to cause issues for conservatives and, for, you know, for the people who were voted for Trump. So they were putting the swastikas on buildings to create news. So it was actually news, but it was fake news being faked by liberals. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's actually people are manufacturing news now.
Right.
Try to create something.
And it's also the stations or the viewers' take on it, as well as what they're going to focus on. So you might have one crazy guy in Texas or Arkansas or Oregon, one crazy guy doing something goofy. Well, let's film that, and then we'll plaster it all over social media and the news as, this is what's happening in America. And then you go outside your house, you look around, and there's crickets. I mean, what? Who's going to define, like, what's really happening? You know what I mean? Like, one guy filming something, some goofy guy? I was at a Bernie Sanders rally in National City, you know, in May during the campaign. And there's all these different types of people there. There's so many people there. But there's a couple of goofballs at Bernie Sanders rallies that would dress up like Martians or, I don't know, they hippies, right? He kind of attracted a certain kind of crowd. But it was like, what, less than a percentage were dressed up like that? But guess who got the attention? And that was the news. And that was the truth. And that's the reality. Now, I don't know. I think that's the best thing about this whole campaign is it shows you that maybe it's not up to the news to tell you what's real.
It's just like if you want to think of real and reality, like reality right now is the words that are coming out of my mouth as I'm saying them right now, this second. Like what's going on right now and everybody who's listening in our lives, that's the reality. That's what's going on. You know, it's and you know, I'm flicking through Facebook as we're going here. You know, it's breaking news. You know, Maryland refuses electoral colleges. It's like, I know it's just that, you know, and the whole thing is a sensational, like, breaking news. You know, supporters hold rape Melania signs at D.C. Like, you know, you can just tell whoever posted this is trying to get me or everybody to click on this page. You know what I should do just for shits and giggles? Let me click on this page. I'll click on the page to see how Maryland's going to hold back their electoral votes and all these rape Melania people are. All right, so boom, right away, what pops up? GNC booster, muscle booster. Woo! How to keep track of your teen social life. No, nothing of the article.
Oh, it's an ad or something?
Yeah, so somebody's making money on the clicks, and now I'm trying to actually get rid of what these options that they're giving me. You know, it looks like, you know, I could shop for online gambling. I can't actually get to the article because every time I try to flick up and down, it just keeps loading my page, and then there's another page behind it. So you get what I'm getting at, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, everyone becomes – well, what happens in social media is everyone becomes a possible sales person in this environment. Also, with Facebook – all of a sudden, everyone has become a reporter. You know, everyone's now all of a sudden a journalist. Even some of these journalists that are called journalists, like on some major like Facebook channels, did they go to journalism school? You know, I don't think they did because what they're doing is they're giving their opinion. I happen to, you know, be a journalist major from Cal State Long Beach where we were drilled around ethics. We were drilled about what is real news, you know, what is news, and how do you report? When people are giving their opinion, that is not journalism. That is not reporting. A reporter is supposed to just be a mirror. A reporter is just supposed to be a mirror of what's going on and give it back to people so that the people can decide their opinion. Now, well, besides everyone having a video camera and being able to post on Facebook, besides everyone being a reporter, now even these so-called journalists are spouting off their opinions. It's not journalism. So that's what I see happening is all of a sudden everyone's opinion is news.
And then it seemed like a news free-for-all where nobody, like, it's like there's no you know, like journalism was like at the highest standards. Like there would be stuff coming into, you know, the Washington Post and New York Times, and they would sit on it and they would, you know, they'd vet it out and they'd like do what they needed to do to make sure it's a legitimate story.
Correct.
Now it seems like everybody and their mothers are shooting, you know, oops, you know, or, you know, it's like funny at the end of the show, they have like, you know, I think Fox does it or you know, SNL had a funny skit on the Fox Morning Show. Like they said, you know, they did a whole show, you know, and pretty much at the end of it, it was like everything that they said was proven, like, you know, they didn't, it was wrong, you know, but that's what they do. Like, they'll say it, they'll get an opinion formed on it, and then at the end they'll be like, oh, by the way, we did a fact check and this wasn't correct, that wasn't correct.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like,
I mean,
don't say it.
Yeah, all you need to do is, like, yeah, if when you're reading a story, if it doesn't have, like, we call it corroboration, where it's corroborated, it's shown from many different sides, you know, somebody you attribute as a source, you attribute a source, you know, a legitimate source that, you know, you quote them, you get their perspective. So it's always a reflection of what's going on. It's not, oh, my gosh, someone over there said that something over here happened over there. And then later, you're right, they go, well, it's not true, but that's what we heard. Oh, my gosh, you're right. It's like the ethics and the standards are falling through the cracks. I guess everyone just wants ratings.
Yeah.
Likes.
Well, yeah. And again, it goes back to, you boil it all down to the common denominator. What are they selling? It's advertising. You know, it's to get people to click on something, like something, buy something, car insurance, you know, when I was looking at handbags, you know, muscle booster. It's like, what the? I really, like, people are selling out, like, their integrity, and, you know, they're creating, you know, mass hysteria. Like, what I used to, like, you know, like a couple months ago, or I don't know how many months ago, maybe 6 months ago, and you haven't seen one in a while, but it was like every other day there was like these police shootings. And people would just, there would be one angle, they would put it out there, it would cause mass hysteria in these neighborhoods. And then they would show, there would be like this other angle that they would find where it would show, like, you know, that whoever it was reaching for a gun or was doing something that was endangering the life of an officer. And then he acted upon it. But though that little time, that 24-hour period where the mainstream media just pumped that shit out, that affected lives. You know, people would protest, riots, businesses ruined, people hurt, you know, lives transformed. You know, and again, it was just that sensational because everybody and their mother was tuned in. I can imagine all the ratings. But that was so irresponsible. It was like, I was like, really? You know, come on, you know, really? But again, I don't know why they did it. The mainstream media was doing it. There was some reason for it. But if you notice, you haven't seen it. It was like the Zika virus. It was like all these different things, you know, Ebola. It was all these things that somehow come up and then somehow just go away.
Right. Well, I really believe, I feel like I know in my gut, we're being played. We're being played by...
Yep.
By forces that want to play us. I mean, corporations, they have bottom lines. They've got to have certain sales. They want to get richer. Everyone wants to get richer. But if it's, you know, if it's done in a way that fools people or manipulates them, then I think it's dishonorable, and I think it's not the way to go, and there should definitely be some kind of checks and balance, you know. And where there's not a check and balance more and more is in the media, because I don't know exactly the, you know, schematic on it, but there's only a certain amount of owners of the media. Like, you know what I mean? There's Murdoch and there's Robert Murdoch. You know, there's certain owners of the media. So they're not getting a checks and balance of, competing newspapers to kind of watch out for each other and keep each other honest.
Do you realize, too, this is what I took notice to. We know Rupert Murdoch. Like, we know his name. We know he owns Fox, right? I don't know who owns any of those other networks. Their names, there's heads of those networks. I don't know who they are. And know what's funny? I'm surprised, like, people don't have that plastered over all over media. This is Bob Smith. He's the head of CNN. This is, you know, this is his connection to the left. And this is blah, 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 you know, just write it up and be like, this, you know, well, you want to call his office. This is, you know, this is what they support. This is their business. Right.
Yeah.
So you can boycott and you can, you know, listen, at the end of the day, the dollars are going to make what, you know, what really it's going to change. You know, people start, wait till Hollywood starts putting these movies out again. And half of those knuckleheads were telling people if they voted for Trump, they were, you know, shitheads and they were going to leave and all this other stuff. Can't wait for Samuel Jackson to put a movie out and see what happens. De Niro, who I loved, key word. Anyway. We're coming. I can't believe it's 4:29.
Yeah. So let's. I just want to a couple more points, and then we'll wrap it up. I want to remind everyone, With All Dude Respect, you can find on Facebook, facebook.com. Just type in With All Dude Respect, and you can find us, communicate with us. give us ideas, give us shit, give us props. We're all
yeah. And if if you're listening live and you get cut off, you can listen to the archive. It actually
right.
gives us a couple extra minutes while we say goodbye. So thank you for listening. If you get cut off.
Yeah, and in that time we'll be doing push-ups for continually going over time, but it's fun. I wanted to mention this. Have you ever seen, Rick, have you ever seen the Conan O'Brien, the late night host? He does that spoof on news where he actually shows, I'm telling you, about a dozen or more TV stations with different newscasters saying the exact same lines. We're talking from Memphis to, Florida, California, all these different newscasts from all over the nation. And they have the exact same phrases. Have you ever seen that? It's hilarious.
You know what? I haven't, but I could probably YouTube it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Conan O'Brien news, like newscasters or something like that. And so what you have there is...
I love Conan O'Brien, by the way.
Yeah. But he's making light of it. But if you look at it underneath, it's like, wait a minute. That means we're getting the news from one person or like one kind of PR agency, which for me... It tells me, and then, Anderson Cooper, the other one, Anderson Cooper, if you ever notice that no matter what is happening in the world, somehow Anderson Cooper is there, like physically there. I don't know about that. I don't know if Anderson Cooper can break the laws of time and space so that one moment he's like in, one part of the world, and then he's in Paris, like he's physically there. I'm sure there's a little bit of TV, wizardry there. I'm just saying it's not very trustworthy, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
And it's amazing, and it's funny too, because it's like, so they want that slant. Well, they were exposed a lot this election. A lot of people, a lot of people believe now that they don't believe shit that they say. But it's funny. I follow this one thing on a page called Mass Report, and it's a rattlesnake with a fish in its mouth hanging over a river, and it has. The caption is, a brave snake saving a fish from drowning. And then underneath it says, this is how the media reports the news these days. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like their slant on what, what I'm looking at. So, if I was a knucklehead, I'd be like, oh, my God, look at that cool snake saving that trout. Right? Bullshit. It's his food. He just killed it. He's not saving it. But it's so funny how, the slant, the perspective. That will, that people will put their spin on,
right?
So
and so now you have even like Google search and Yahoo search and even Facebook posts. They go through an algorithm. They go, that's a big word that I don't understand what it means, but it sounds good. I think it actually fits in this sense.
Uh-huh.
So they go
that's
through
cool
some
word.
Kind of shenanigans where it's organized in a certain way. There's even this post. There's even this news story. I think it's a news story. I think it's real, where Facebook has been. Using fake news, like having fake news be able to do advertising. So who knows what's all out there? And so now there's actually, I think I wanted to mention, there's a new search engine that's been created by the Health Ranger, who's more of a, conservative and get to the truth and people have the power type of guy. And it's called goodgopher.com. So if you go to goodgopher.com, it's a search engine.
I'm going to go there right now.
Yeah, for him, he's I don't know if he's backing it, but he's definitely supporting it by promoting it. So it's another avenue, but at the same time, it's their slant on what's real. So I do have one last question before we go because we're going to run out of time for both of us. So you can go first because I'll ask you.
Okay.
Where do you go? Rick Wright, where do you go for the truth?
The first place I go is my gut. It's been a good, my observation, judgment, whatever you want to call it, has been a good, litmus test of what the truth is and what isn't. For my media stuff, for what's going on in the world, I'll be honest, Jimmy, I don't have one right now. I don't believe any of them. And I'm glad you pointed me to that website because I'm in search of that right now. And while I'm in search of that, instead of just burying my head, I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm looking at both sides. I'm talking to people that have a lot of knowledge on liberal politics and also conservative politics, and I'm just forming my own opinions on that. But right now, I'm in search of that truth. So that's my answer. I'm complete. What about you?
Where I go for my truth, it's very similar. It has to do with discernment. Like, just really when I'm watching anything, just like check in with myself. Yay, nay, you know, from that inner place. Yay, nay. And even when anyone's talking. Sometimes Trump talks, I'm like, wow, that's right on. Sometimes he talks, I'm like, whoa. So I just kind of stay with me. The other place I go, and to be honest, is my men's team. You know, we have, you know, Ricky and I, we belong to MDI, Mentor, Discover, Inspire. I have a men's team. I have 12 men on my team. Get together once a week.
Wow.
It's like a heaven. It's like a haven. Oh, I can collapse in there and go, all right, what is the truth? To get to the ultimate truth, you know, or peace, you know, love, bonding, you know. But it's a place, you know, I think it just becomes local. The global stuff, it's really hard to decipher, but locally,
yep.
I go to my men's team. Actually, my marriage has a ton of truth and reality and love in it. And then back to myself.
That's awesome.
That's
beautiful, my brother.
Out of
time. We're way over. We got to get in time integrity next couple. We'll talk about it on our downtime.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. So, anyway, thank you all for joining us on With All Due Respect. We will check you out next Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, Rick, for another great show.
You're welcome. Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Take care.